I'm going to introduce my research performance and yield of vegetable crops are affected by water flow rate in aquaponics system. Aquaponics is a more and more popular sustainable production system in recent years. Basically, aquaponics is an integration of recirculating aquaculture with hydroponics. So in a simple aquaponic unit, it's usually there is fish tank and a plant grow bed and also a biofilter tank. In this system, after we feed the fish, fish will digest the food and excrete extra nutrient, especially ammonia into the water. Then water will be pumped through the biofilter tank. Nitrifying bacteria in the biofilter tank will convert ammonia into nitrate and finally nitrate. So crop can uptake this nutrient and get purified water back to the fish tank. So basically, aquaponics mimics the nitrogen cycle in the nature. And until now, there has been more than 150 different plant species and fish species cultured in aquaponics. Compared with traditional soil production, aquaponics has less soil-borne disease and can provide better growing conditions for crops and also can increase the water and fertilizer use efficiency. So aquaponics is a very good production system for people to develop aquaculture in places without suitable arable land, especially in urban gardens, deserts, and sandy islands. By using aquaponics, there will be no waste discharged into the environment. So it can help us solve the problems like water scarcity, environmental contaminations. And at the same time, in aquaponics, we can have two cash crops, fish and plants at the same time, which means that people can get both of fish protein and vegetable protein in one production system. So aquaponics can also help us to fix the problems about food crisis and also human malnutrition. However, energy cost is a limitation for aquaponics to develop during these times. This picture shows the nutrient flow in an aquaponic system. In aquaponic system, energy is required all day long so that water can be recycled in the system. In a well-designed aquaponic system, the nutrient should be balanced between fish, plant, and microbes. And also there should be less nitrogen loss through the solid waste and denitrification. As a result, the flow rate in the system is critical to maintain the nutrient balance in the system. If the water flow rate is too fast, crop may not get have enough time to get nutrition from the water, so that their yield will be decreased. And on the other hand, if the flow rate is too slow, fish may not get enough purified water and also affect their production. So the hypothesis of our research is that optimized water flow rate in aquaponics system could provide better nutrition balance in aquaponics and also can increase the crop growth and production so that we can optimize the energy cost in the system. In order to compare the crop performance in aquaponics under different flow rate, we conducted the research by using 6 different crop species. This crop species has different growth characteristics. They have a different growth rate and also different nutrient demand. For the flow rate setting, we set 3 different flow rate, and the high flow rate is usually setting in the commercial aquaponics. During the study time, we conducted research by using 6 separate aquaponic units. In each unit, there is a fish tank, a grow bed, and also 2 biofilter tanks. We setted 2 replicates for each treatment, and in each treatment, we cultured 4 crops of each plant species for 1 month. This research was conducted by 3 times, and in each trial, each system was randomly reassigned to different water flow rate. We found that higher flow rate increased the shoot dry weight, but decreased shoot water content. In order to further investigate the performance of crops, we categorize our six crop species into different groups according to different growth rate, which is two crops of fast-growing group, two crops of medium-growing crops group, and also two crops of slow-growing group. We found that crops with different growth rate show different performance under the different flow rates. Basically, fast-growing crop showed significant higher crop growth rate, spread value, total dry weight, and shoot dry weight in both of medium and high flow rate treatment, while the slow-growing crop only showed higher results in high flow rate treatment, and there was no significant difference of these parameters for medium-growing crops. In addition, fast-growing crop also showed higher significant photosynthesis rate and stomata conductance in medium and high flow rate treatment, while the slow-growing crop only showed better performance in high flow rate treatment. In addition, higher flow rate also increased the transpiration rate, and it means that higher water consumption for different crop species. So our observation conducted with one question, that how did the flow rate treatment could affect plant performance? We moved back to the water quality data in our research and found that because different flow rate will affect the water environment in the system, so crop show different performance and a different treatment. First, water physical quality was better in high flow rate treatment. We found that high flow rate treatment showed significant lower water temperature than other two treatments. In our experiment, we used tilapia, combined the culture with six leafy crops. Usually, tilapia and leafy crops are most popularly grown in aquaponics. However, tilapia is a warm water fish, so the water temperature in the system usually stated higher than 20 degrees Celsius. This temperature is higher than the ideal temperature for most of the two-season crops grown in aquaponics. Most of them are leafy vegetables. So lower water temperature could provide better growth environment for them. In addition, we also found higher flow rate also decreased the leaf temperature, which can explain why crops in higher flow rate treatment showed significant higher photosynthesis rate. On the other hand, nitrogen environment was better in high flow rate treatment as well. Ammonia and nitrite are two toxic ions for crop and fish in this system. We found that in high flow rate treatment, the initial ammonia concentration was lower in high flow rate treatment, which means that fish have had better growth environment in this treatment. In addition, in low flow rate treatment, in the first 2 weeks, the nitrite was accumulated over time. However, this accumulation didn't find in medium and high flow rate treatment, which means that high and medium flow rate treatment had faster nitrification activity. This result can also be improved by the nitrogen transformation in the system. We conducted our research for 30 days. So basically, we can divide these 30 days into three stages. In the initial stage, after fish digest the food, the ammonia will be accumulated in the system. That's why in the initial time, ammonia concentration was quite high. And with the crop can uptake the ammonia in the system, and also nitrifying bacteria can convert ammonia into nitrate. So the concentration of the ammonia decreased over time, and this decrease also caused the pH decrease in the system. Then, in the second stage of the production time, the nitrification activity convert most of the ammonia into nitrate, and the crop also uptake most ammonia in the system. Then the depletion of ammonia led crop to use nitrate as a main nitrogen source for their growth. Then by the uptake of nitrate, pH increased during the rest time of the production. At the last stage of the production, nitrification converted all the ammonia into nitrate. So during the whole production time, nitrate concentration was increasing all the time. However, in high-flow-rate treatment, nitrate concentration was significantly lower than other two treatments. This is because the water temperature and the water quality was better in high-flow-rate treatment, which could increase the crop growth. So the uptake of nitrate was increased and also decreased the EC value in high-flow-rate treatment. So to summarize, high flow rate in aquaponics system could provide better initial water quality for crop growth. And also we found for fast growing crops, it's suitable to provide medium flow rate treatment without affecting their yield. For slow growing crop, we need to provide high flow rate so that they can maintain enough yield. Although the medium growing crops didn't get affected by the flow rates. We suggest that aquaponics system should be set at different flow rate under the consideration of crop species so that they could save more energy and also produce better yield. And last, I would like to thank my advisor, Dr. Heidi Kim, and all my committee members, Carrie Mitchell, Paul Braun, and Sylvia Brode, and give my thanks to all my lab mates, greenhouse staffs, and all the undergrad students working in our lab. Thanks for listening. Any question? We measure it every day. The dissolved oxygen was higher than 6 milligram per liter for both of fish and crops, although the fish tank had a little lower dissolved oxygen levels than plant grow bed.
At what point did you measure the flow rate? The flow rate, how did you measure it?
Well, we have a water pump to control the flow rate. So we set by using the machine.
Did you account for the elevation alone? Elevation?
No. Actually, the pump we use could measure the volume of the water go through the system. Okay. So it's precisely designed. Yeah.
So this is
coming. Mm-hmm. Oh, please.
I know this is a hard question, but did you quantify and characterize the the health and quality of the fish in the system as well and how the flow rate affected that? I know this is a horticulture meeting, but...
Oh, yes. Actually, we have this kind of data, but I didn't show today. We also culture the fish bait gain over time. We found that there was no significant difference among different treatment. And actually, because we also control some fish guys, they suggest us to measure the fish size as well. So in the future work, we may do more research on the fish part in the system. Thank you. Oh, please.